This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Count them. 1-2 hours already. That was a good first hour. Real Side Radio here. Joe Messina is gone for the evening. He will be back again tomorrow night. This is Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. And we've got a great hour coming up for you in this hour. We are going to be joined by somebody that we've had on before who's a fantastic, let's just call a thought leader and a prognosticator, but also now a candidate for U.S. Senate in the state of California, James Bradley. And he's going to be joining us up to the next break for the rest of the hour. We're going to be talking about everything that there is to talk about in national as well as California politics. You may be following that Senate race. You've got a pathological liar. You've got a socialist, morbidly obese idiot. And you've got a race huckster, as well as Steve Garvey, who is being considered a moderate Republican. James Bradley is in that race as well, and he is polling, and we are going to get his insight into things as they exist today and what we're looking at in the primary coming up just in a month in the state of California. But his positions and his platform relate to everything we talk about here in the Real Side and what many of you as listeners are focused on. Listen, it all comes down to the state of California. You know, they're just really trying to make it very, very hard for just normal run-of-the-mill middle class people to survive. The regulatory state of California has caused many, many small businesses and larger businesses to leave. It is so ridiculously expensive to live in the state. It isn't just the unaffordable homes. And let me just say, when I say unaffordable homes, and I'm talking really, you know, within 25 miles of the coast, you can go into the Central Valley and find some good deals, farmland area. But if you're, you know, anywhere in and around the suburbs of San Diego, LA, up to San Francisco, $1 million today, you can basically get a fixer-upper. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, I'm talking about an old-style California ranch home that you could have probably purchased 30, 40 years ago in the teens. And when I'm saying teens, I'm talking $13,000. And these are homes today that are now going for $950, $1 million, $1.1 million. How are our kids and our grandkids going to be able to afford to live in the state of California? And if you are not living in California, you could say, that's fine, they can move. That's all good and well. But many people have deep roots. You know, where you're living, you may have family, you have parents, you have kids, you have friends that you are entrenched, and maybe you have a job that you can't leave as well. So we're going to be talking with James Bradley about all of this, how you can limit government regulations to unleash the free market. Can we provide tax incentives to stimulate small businesses? How do we deal with the housing crisis? And, of course, what you're seeing on your nightly news, I'm sure, is the massive crime that we're seeing. City like San Francisco is losing store after store after store. Heck, across the bay in Oakland, In-N-Out Burger just left. Oakland, California has lost the Raiders, the Warriors, the Oakland A's, and now In-N-Out Burger? I mean, In-N-Out Burger doesn't leave anywhere. There's always a line around the door. So for them to pick up stakes and get out of Dodge, it's telling you something is rotten in Denmark, that being California. So we're going to talk about that this hour. And I just want to say one thing, because this is something that we're seeing a lot of right now. There is such a tremendous amount of wordplay and projection that we're seeing. I mean, I'll tell you right now, when we're talking about Adam Schiff, the pathological liar that is being anointed a Senate seat by the mainstream media in California, he seems to be the heir apparent to Dianne Feinstein, whose seat is being replaced here. Nobody is questioning this man on the 5, 6, 7 years of constant lies that he spewed to the press every single day. He came out of congressional hearings. He came out of the skiff. He came out of anything to do with you know, these hearings that he had in Washington, D.C., saying that he had absolute 100% proof, ironclad proof of Russian collusion, that Russia got President Trump elected, and he is now beholden to Vladimir Putin. I have proof. And he said it day in and day out. And, of course, the mainstream media all carried his water for him. It got so bad that he was censured for lying by the House of Representatives. And yet this is the guy, this is the man, this is the person that the Democrats believe should become a senator, representing the biggest state in the as far as the economy goes, the fourth or fifth largest GDP in the world, California, and they want Adam Schiff, a pathological perennial. The guy is a pariah in Washington. Apparently nobody likes him. And this is who the media want to represent California. We'll be back here after the break. We're going to be talking with James Bradley for Senate in the state of California. We'll pull all that apart and put it back together again. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. Do not go away. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
And welcome back. Here we are. It is just too much fun that we should be allowed to have. It's, former great radio great Rush Limbaugh used to say. But there is a crowded primary contest right now happening in the state of California, and that is to fill the U.S. Senate seat once held by the late Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein. And, of course, you know, with these Senate seats, it is showing that money matters. California is notoriously expensive, and it is one of the things that many people who consider themselves maybe an outsider are having trouble with. And one of the folks that we wanted to discuss this with tonight is James Bradley, who is running for Senate. I don't know, James, do we have you on the line here?
I'm with you, David.
Hey, welcome to the show, James. It is a pleasure speaking with you. I know that, well, first of all, welcome. You are running to replace the late Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein's seat. You have, and I want to talk with you about this and many other issues over the rest of this hour here, but you are running in a primary against Democrat U.S. Representative Adam Schiff. You're dealing with other folks like Representatives Lee and Katie Porter. We have Steve Garvey, who's now in the mix and is running as a Republican, first public run for office, 37 years, I think, after retiring for baseball. And you are also in the mix. You are polling. Talk to us a little bit about the candidacy and the campaign.
Yeah, it's interesting that everything changes at a moment. But Mr. Garvey joined, I think it was 2 months ago. And prior to him joining the race, I was the top Republican in the polling, and I was doing very strongly. But he brought in, I guess, that baseball stardom, and that's when he took the wind out of my sails, unfortunately. But, you know, Steve Garvey's a great guy in general. You know, people love him. But I think he's on 74. They had a debate. Unfortunately, they only picked four out of the many. Normally, the end debates, they have usually six, and I would have qualified for the debate that was held at USC, but unfortunately, I was not invited. But it is a tight race. It is a tight race. The polling, if you believe in the polling, which I'm less likely to believe in these days because I know who the pollsters are, especially in California, it's still showing Steve Garvey, I think, around 25%. We have Steve Garvey and Katie Porter at 15%, and Barbara Lee somewhere around, I think it was 8 or 5%, I'm not sure. But again, those polls are a little skewed, as you can imagine. Most of them are coming out of L.A. now, and they tend to be a little left-leaning. But the discussions I've had with other politicos, as well as being somewhat versed in California politics, what I've seen play out here in the last polling is really what they're trying to do is get Steve Garvey in, because he's relatively new to politics. He doesn't know the issues like we do. And during the debate, they basically filleted him, unfortunately. He came out like a very poor centrist. And not to say centrist is bad. I think that's where a lot of folks need to be these days, is to try to find a bridge to bring unity. But he didn't know the issues, unfortunately, and he didn't look good. But that's the current landscape. There hasn't been any polls out since, I think, last week. And right now, I'm just going hard and fast. I'm sending out some new videos. I think I sent one to you earlier.
Mm, it was good.
My new campaign is the Mustard Seed Campaign. And I hope you get a chance to watch it. And I'll be sending out more videos specific to the issues, but the issues with solutions. And there's very few of the candidates out there that really have that as a campaign tactic, is the solution, solution, solution. So that's a quick update for you. And, you know, I can tell you this. Everyone that knows California, lives California, left California, knows this is a beautiful state. It is worth fighting for. And when there are so many conservatives here that have been kind of left behind, but I'm going to be that voice. I'm going to strike hard and fast, and being a veteran, that's what I do.
It's incredible to me. I did watch that debate a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was. And, you know, I have to say, I was disappointed in what I saw in Steve Garvey. I thought that he could have been a lot stronger. He had maybe a couple of light moments where you saw some potential when he went after Adam Schiff. But other than that, it seemed to be very bland. You've got on the left hand of that dais, you have a
a socialist race huckster from Oakland who's lost, you know, businesses and sports teams like anybody, nobody has ever done before. You've got a pathological liar in Adam Schiff. You've got, I hate to say it this way, but this is true. You've got a morbidly obese, brain dead, numbnut, you know, from Orange County and Katie Porter. That woman seems
kind.
A very, 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 very stupid woman. She seems to be just dumb. And you know, she can't handle, you know, not putting donuts in her mouth every day. Why should she be a leader for our kids? And so I was disappointed. And I think that you could have been a real presence on that stage. I just wanted to say that, James. It was
no,
you were missed.
Well, you know, I felt somewhat slighted, but I tell you, I don't waste time worrying and licking wounds. I just go right to the issues. And I appreciate you saying that, David, truly do. And I think the audience knows what the layout is here. If you've been watching California politics, you can agree, I think we all agree, that we can do much better here in California. We have a lot of brain trust. And really what I'm going for the Gen Zers now, that they are more activated than I've seen even the boomers. So I have it broken down by demographics. I have a message going out to each of them. I'm spending a lot of time at the border. The last 3 months, I've been at the border. I've been digging into the border issues, the NGOs, the UN, things that are now finally breaking out. So I have some really good video that I'm going to be sharing with everybody here shortly, but I'll be going back again. So it's all issue-driven here. And
We're coming up for a break here, and I just want to make sure that everybody gets your website, and then we'll break into the issues after the news and commercials here. Tell everybody where they can find and support you, please.
Excellent. Thank you. It's Bradley Sennett, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, Sennett.com. That's Bradley Sennett.com. I don't put four in there because I'm already thinking I'm in there because I'm basically doing the job anyway. So Bradley for Sennett.com. Yeah, feel free to check it out. By the way, you call that number, you're to get me. So if you have any questions, there's an 877 line, but I'll get that message and call you right back.
Yeah. When we talk about these issues, and I want to get into it, I want to get into the border, as you just came back from. I want to get into the economy. I want to talk about housing and homelessness and crime, the biggest issues in the state. We will do that after the break here. And the news and commercials, we'll be right back here with James Bradley. Realside Radio, folks, this is going to get very interesting. Do not go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. The helicopter was found in Pine Valley Tuesday night, just about 40 miles east of San Diego. It was conducting a training flight from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Superman, a man climbed the Las Vegas Sphere on Wednesday to gather funds for a pregnant woman. Mazon Deschamps shared footage on his Instagram profile.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Deschamps executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl week. Southern California is bracing for more rainfall and mountain snow this afternoon and into tonight. The area is still grappling with the aftermath of a Pineapple Express system that brought record-breaking precipitation and triggered nearly 500 landslides. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe will be back tomorrow night. It's Dave here in the chair for Joe, as I do often here, and got a lot of dates on the calendar for this year. It's going to be a good one. We have currently with us right now, representing the state of California and wishes to represent the state of California in the Senate, James Bradley. You can find him at bradleysenate.com, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, senate.com. James, you said that you just got back from the border. We just saw, obviously, shenanigans that are taking place in the Senate and the House right now regarding a border bill that was supposedly going to benefit the ability for us to keep out undesirables. It looked like there was a mishmash. There was 5,000 people a day. That was a trigger. There was all sorts of things. What were you hearing regarding this bill from folks down at the border, the CPB, the folks that actually are tasked to protect our country? What were they saying about it?
They really weren't saying much of anything other than they were really close-lipped. At least the Border Protection Services have been. Those that are part of the union tend to speak out a little more boldly and loudly. The bill that's been presented has a ton of pork in it, a large portion going to Zelensky. And you can see where I stand on that one. I don't think they should be spending another dollar or tax dollars to Zelensky, because I know a good portion of the money goes in to private accounts, and a lot of the munitions we sent over there, roughly 60%, is sold on the black market, by the way, through my investigative process in the people that are whistleblowers from that were formerly with the Zelensky government. So, yes, not another penny we should be spending over there. Not to say that my sympathy and how I got involved in that was I saved a family out of Ukraine on the heels of my rescue efforts in Afghanistan. So I know a heck of a lot more than most people would want to know. And I know the crimes that are being committed and have been even before Zelensky was there. So not another dollar spent there, but they packaged that as part of the deal. But now they're saying they're still going to allow 5,000 per day. Now, I have a big issue. I serve in the United States Coast Guard. I know what it means to protect our shores and our boundaries. And what they've done, they've actually repurposed, reassigned Border Protection Services and just basically processing paperwork, putting them on buses, sending them off into facilities, getting, making sure they get their shots, separating the children, bringing back on, putting in on the buses and the airplanes and sending to a zip code near you, all being done by Catholic, excuse me, I don't want to mention names, but NGOs. They're making money on this. This is the border crisis industrial complex. And money on top of money, Border Protection Services has been stripped down to basically neutered. So I'm very passionate about it, David, because I know what it means to put your life on the line and protecting those. But right now, we don't have borders. Let's be honest. South of us, we have zero border, zero protection going on. And I've been talking with Mexican officials. They feel the same way. And they're giving them the high signs of to safe passage, because what's happening on the on this side is it being received. And I feel bad for those that are seeking asylum, that are truly seeking asylum. But when I go there and do counts, and I find military age men coming in from the Middle East and China, I have issue. Everyone else should have issue. So hopefully I didn't go too far off a tangent, but I want to tell you the bill, it should be scrapped. They do need money, but not at the cost of what I just laid out to you.
What, I mean, listen, when we talk about it from a political standpoint, who do you think benefits from this thing not being passed through Congress? Because they're, both sides are now pointing to each other saying that it's going to be used for election issues. Right. But, I mean, was this bill so poisoned with the pork, or was it the actual not security bill itself that many of the Republicans voted against?
Well, it's not a security issue, because you are allowing a large portion to pass without any vetting process in place, because what they do is they purposely lose all the identification on the Mexican side of the border. So they're processing them as asylees. So, yeah, no biometrics, nothing. They're coming across without any vetting. And then, of course, we have already cited 138 known terrorists. This was, I think, beginning of this year or remainder of last year. Mm-hmm. So this is ongoing. We have no protection. That's a good way to phrase it, by the way, David.
Yeah. So there was a report, Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, he basically stated that he said, I believe it was on Fox News this morning, that he's disappointed in Congress for the failure on the border deal. He says, with no action, we are languishing in the same situation. The mission of the Border Patrol is not to process asylum seekers. He admitted that there were things that he did and he didn't like, and that's why we have compromise. Do you think Republicans missed an opportunity here? And if they did, is there going to be another opportunity for something to happen before the election, or are we still going to be looking at 1 million, 2 million people a month crossing the border and inflating the census counts, inflating our blue states with more representatives? I mean, inherently, a lot of people see this administration doing and opening the border the way that they have here to really confirm their own power for years to come. Do you see it that way?
I do. And I can actually speak to that in California. They have the motor voter. They call it motor voter. When you apply for a driver's license, they automatically give you the opportunity to register to vote. So that's automatic.
They do not check your citizenship, though.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, and there's a few other states doing the same. So we're not solely responsible for what we've been. And a lot of people call it conspiracy theory. All you do is read and live in California. You'll understand what we've been living, the tyranny under Newsom. And, of course, you know, if you look at D.C., you can see what's happening in D.C. is a result of the bad politics here in California. We get Pelosi. We have Swalwell. We have, you know, the list goes on. Of course, Adam Schiff, and the consummate and chronic liar. But I think this is, this will be brought up again. I hope to God they sharpen their pencil and they start removing some of the what the Democrats are pushing, Biden administration is pushing. And they do need the help. Trust me, my brothers and sisters on the border need the help. The Coast Guard needs the help. We need additional funding to do our job, but we have to go back to what our mission is. It's not the process, but also just to protect. Because we're not enforcing the law. Nothing that we're doing at the border right now resembles anything what our primary mission is.
Mm. How do you think this is going to impact the national election overall in November?
Well, this seems to be the hottest topic of all is the border now. Thank goodness we're getting some more attention. I believe this might be, you know, even over the abortion question. Yeah, this is going to be one of the primary issues. And I'm doing surveys on a regular basis by the generation demographics. They believe this to be the number one issue, the border crisis. Mm-hmm. You know, then we can start laying out the other ones as well. But, yes, this is it. This is one of the biggest issues across the nation. And this is, but this falls in the Senate. We control the federal. That falls within our authority.
Yeah, the purse strings.
The great thing about my time running in politics, I know so many great people, David. You know, people in Mexico, they're feeling the same thing under the lynch of the cartels. The cartels are making bank. And they're also talking with people in Israel. You know, my heart goes out to Israel. It really does. And I've been standing strong with Israel. Now I'm dealing with people in Ghana, Uganda. People are reaching out to me and saying, hey, I'm not in office. When I'm in office, yes. Yeah, I can do everything, so I'm teeing everything up. So once I'm in office, I'm ready to get to work here.
Well, they're saying that there's actually a number, and I saw the report earlier today that the huge numbers of immigrants coming in illegally has actually increased the GDP and the productivity of the country because of the work. That's an incredible thing. Not the way you want to see it happen. But anyway, we have James Bradley. James Bradley is, you can find him at BradleySenate.com. We'll continue this and we will talk about Israel and some other issues here after the break, folks. Do not go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
And hey, welcome back, Realside Radio. It's BJ here in the chair. We are chatting our way through our second hour here, and we have James Bradley. You can find him at BradleySenate.com, who is running for the most populous state and the fourth or fifth largest GDP in the world to represent California in the Senate. James, question for you. I know that you are a strong proponent of Israel. And obviously what took place on October the 7th is something that should never be forgotten. It has been manipulated, massaged, and lied about in our social media and confused a lot of people, especially those that frequent social media sites like TikTok. They really have no idea as to the history or what actually happened on 10-7. But last night, quite a few House Democrats, 166, and quite a large group of Republicans considering voted against a clean standalone Israel aid package. Talk to me a little bit about this. What do you think within the conservative circles, what do you think the issue was and is with continually providing aid to Israel, which is, again, from a macro perspective, it is the only outpost of freedom in an otherwise very, very unfriendly neighborhood made up of, violent, sectarian Sunnis and Shiites and folks that want nothing but more than death for Israel and America.
Yeah, well, you hear Hamas saying from river to the sea, that says it all. They want to eliminate, exterminate the Jewish free nation. And I've been a strong supporter that Israel has its right to exist as an independent country. Regarding I'm not privy to what you just described, unfortunately, because I've been really focused in on the border, so I can't really comment on the latest on that. But I can tell you from my perspective, and I've been watching social media fairly closely, and of course the universities and the pro-Palestine movement, and I keep shuddering because I feel bad for the Jewish students there that are standing up and trying to protect the Israel sovereignty, and of course their right to exist. So I've seen this rise in anti-Semitism, which is very concerning to me, because I have a father that served in World War II against the Nazis, against this. So it's in my blood. So I stand strongly with Israel, and I will till the day I pass. So that's where I am with it. And quite honestly, this just tells us we need to have Donald J. Trump back in the office as quickly as possible. I'd never seen such peace in the Middle East when he was in office. So that's where I stand with it.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Trump. We're seeing that obviously he is more likely now than ever to be the nominee for 2024. Nikki Haley last night lost to a no-name vote or something. I'm not too sure what happened in Nevada, but literally she came second to a no-name vote. In other words, anybody but Nikki Haley. So it looks like it's going to be Donald Trump. But let me ask you about this, because I know you follow this very closely. There's a former Trump White House lawyer. He's predicting a crushing defeat at the Supreme Court, and he's expecting, this is Ty Cobb, by the way. You may recognize his name. He was special counsel to the White House when Trump was fending off investigations headed by Robert Mueller. And he spoke after the appeals court ruled against Trump yesterday, and he said that the immunity case should be a 9-0 case on the Supreme Court against Trump. He said, it is very clear that the president doesn't have immunity from criminal prosecution. You are weighing an argument that there is no precedent for and is found nowhere in the Constitution. What do you make of that?
Well, they're obviously not listening and watching the videotapes of him when he was speaking there at the Capitol. So I think I've seen this with Adam Schiff, by the way, in his suppression of the J6 evidence. I'm seeing this thing play out as well. I hope that doesn't come true. I do believe, if they do the way the evidence that has been submitted, the Supreme Court will rule in his favor. On the unlikely, and this is basically for him to not continue, I believe, the race. And so where exactly, what's the projected outcome based upon what you just shared with me?
What is the projected outcome?
Yeah. What you just mentioned, that it's going to be a crushing defeat against Trump.
Yeah. This is Ty Cobb saying that it should be that he predicts the Supreme Court will rule unanimously 9-0 against Trump on his claims to be immune from criminal prosecution.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that other than I'm I would be shocked, to be honest with you, if that happened.
So, I mean, do we have a situation where this is, and we, and I think many people in the center and even some honest Democrats are calling it as well, stating pointedly that this is a Democrat effort to, you know, they talk about democracy and he's a threat to democracy. And, you know, if he wins, it, they're doing the most undemocratic thing that a third, you know, that a third world banana republic would do. And that is to basically criminalize an opponent to the existing president of the United States. But the fact is that we are now looking at a jury trial, which is most likely now going to take place in Washington, D.C., this is a 99% deep, deep blue district. So the chances of getting any partial jury is almost between nil and none. So, I mean, if you have a conviction of just one of the, I forget, is it 94 counts against him? If you only just get one, he is now going to be brandished as a convicted criminal. That is what the Democrats are banking on, right? To just suppress enough people who are uncomfortable with that idea for pulling the lever for Trump.
Yeah, I see that as well. Yes, and you're absolutely correct on it. You know, also, we've seen them trying to remove him from the ballot in the various states, and they're still doing it, actually, which is really shocking to see. I took a very proactive approach in my endorsement of the American Independent Party as a placeholder for Donald J. Trump if he ran into issues. So, yeah, I see it as the Democrat playbook. There is no justice. This is injustice by every stretch and definition. So, yeah, I could see it play out that way, and if it gets indicted, and it would be a really bad place for the country,
yeah,
in my opinion.
But last question for you in our last couple of minutes here. Sure. Time flies when you're having fun. Okay, you're running for a Senate seat, and if you were to win, you would be a senator representing the state of California. Top GOP senators right now are stating that this is their opportunity to oust McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell, after this debacle that was the border bill and the security supplemental aid that failed this week. You've got folks like Ted Cruz and others that are now coming out publicly stating, and this is the first time we've heard this. I mean, Mitch McConnell's been in leadership for two decades now. They're coming out and saying it's time. It's time for Mitch. And we've seen him freeze like a deer in headlights. And he really is kind of a wishy-washy Republican. He's fantastic in corralling Supreme Court justices through the process, but everything else, he seems to be very much left of the party. What are your thoughts on that, and should they push this forward to try to remove him as leader?
Yeah, I've been pushing for that ever since I started watching him sliding left. He's been doing that for some time now, but I'm in full support of having him removed. I think he's he's a good reason why we should have term limits for one. And I've already signed a pledge of term limits of two terms. And, I think you nailed it with McCollum. I think he's done. And the fact that he's wavering and very much aligning himself with the left, that gives me enough reason, not pause, but reason to make sure he doesn't.
Right. James, tell everybody where they could find you, learn about your positions, and support you, please.
Oh, absolutely. BradleySenate.com. It's BRADLEY, Senate.com. Yeah, go there. I list out all the, on the platform page, the issues. I'll be updating with some good videos with solutions, because issues mean nothing. We need solutions. So that's what we'll be focusing on between now and March 5th. That is our primary here. Yeah, the presidential primary is March 5th. So BradleySenate.com. Go there. Ask questions. Donate what you can, because I am the grassroots candidate.
The mustard seed candidate.
That's right.
James, thank you so much for spending time with us. It always flies by when you're on the show with us, and we'll check in with you again down the road. Thank you so much for your time. Greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure.
folks. And we are going to be coming back for the third and final hour after the news and commercials. And we are going to be talking more about politics. We're going to be talking more about Trump. What is going on in the GOP? I'm hearing more and more from conservatives that the GOP is just becoming downright embarrassing at this point. Taylor Swift is a psyop? Really? We'll talk about that in a lot more in the third hour at Real Side Radio. Do not go away.